And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Your workers are trying to organize, Mr. Green, for more insurance.
Phil. They're trying to organize in an effort to increase their insurance benefits. And I'm not saying we're not looking at the problem, but we have to see, I think, better effort out of them productivity-wise, especially on a day like today, where you did have a lot of rain, and a lot of drivers are going to use that as an excuse not to get the job done that we've asked them to do.
I know. What part of the business specifically are you talking so that our listeners know?
Well, we're a full-service grocery chain. We do a delivery service for deli items, party items, as well as grocery items, and it's a very competitive field. So we offer our customers what we think is a very unique guarantee. We will deliver in 30 minutes or less, or they're given their items for free, and it's part of our customer service that brings these people back. It also demands a high level of professionalism and performance from our delivery people.
How many delivery guys do you have per store?
Phil, we run anywhere from two or three per store.
And their work has been, I mean, well, let's talk straight. You were saying their work is substandard.
That is our contention, yeah.
Why?
Well, that's where we're contending with the people repping them. You know, nowadays, when it comes to personnel in general, you do have a traceable productivity drop-off. But in the delivery field, you know, again, let's take today for an example. I've got people, my drivers are calling, and now they're using the weather as an excuse, you know, the wet streets.
But to let people know who are listening around the country, it's been a very rainy day here in Los Angeles. The weather has been very wet and very rainy, and you're talking about guys that are delivering with a 30-minute or less guarantee.
Well, let me, if I could, Phil, because I've got 17 years of experience with these kinds of people and these kinds of issues. I think it's the instinct of anyone, such as yourself or anyone, to say, oh, well, they've got a good excuse, it's raining. It is raining. It's also a fact that I have a guaranteed delivery in 30 minutes or we take a loss on the items. That's also a fact, you see. And
all right, so you're telling your drivers you got to get there, even though today has been a particularly rough day in terms of weather, you know, because I came down the freeway.
Well, it's been a rough. There's a lot of different kinds of days where it's rough. When you have a choice between a paying customer and an individual who is really kind of indicative of the kind of worker you have today, complaining about the rain. In other words, you're telling me I'm supposed to pay that person $5 an hour to sit with the windshield wipers on in traffic, smoking a cigarette, while a customer waits for service.
If the traffic is jammed up, and if it's raining. And he has to make a really, he's got to make a fast delivery.
Yeah, but these people don't use what I call a scanning sense. Even in heavy traffic, spaces open up between cars. If you're smart, you can move into those spaces. You zigzag your way up the freeway. You get up there much faster.
But again, in the rain?
Well, you know, you keep bringing up the rain.
All right. I mean, I don't know your business, sir, and I'm not trying to tell you your business.
Well, you keep bringing up the rain. Let me explain. I have a customer that I have told I will get their items to them in 30 minutes or less. The driver is going to have to find a way to do that. This is, you know, it's money that I'm bleeding. And I mean literally bleeding.
But you know, you make the kind of guarantee in the rain, the driver runs the risk of an accident, is all I'm saying. That's why they want more insurance coverage.
That's correct, but in order for that to happen, I'm going to have to see some, what I call old-school driving. Well, let me tell you a story. We had a driver once, his name was Isaac Taylor, and he did what he had to do.
Like what?
Well, he did what he had to do. I mean, you know.
Sure, give me an example.
Well, I mean, he would go down a one-way street if it was a few hundred yards. He cared about the employer. He cared about what we did. Right up here on Ortega Highway, he was delivering deli items. We have a guarantee, and he respected that. And he got caught by the CHP. He was weaving through traffic. We paid for the ticket. And I'll tell you something else. This guy could make 56 deliveries to every two or three these guys make nowadays.
All right, but you also said that safety is an issue.
Safety is an issue. It's a paramount issue. But I got to get these deliveries. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's a sleet storm or if there's black ice. You better find a way to get it delivered or you don't work for Fraser Foods. All right? And I told these drivers, I will pay you what you're worth, but if you don't get it to where it's supposed to be, I'm going to leave you where I find you. Now, we have people, and I've got drivers who've got, you know, if they had some guts, and you keep bringing up the rain is bad, but it's also bad when I am, you know, bleeding from a certain part of the body. And if you want to work for Fraser Foods, I want to see some deliveries and I want to see some delivery times. That's why we're having the problem with the issue with insurance. And for me, Phil, I go between being very religious and being an atheist. And one of the reasons why I have settled on being an atheist is I ask myself, what kind of a God would make it rain on a day like today when I need to get deliveries out? And the answer to that question is it must be a pretty vicious, brutal, and uncaring God. So I don't choose to believe in God. That's my own personal choice. But when these guys start crying about the rain, I remember Isaac Taylor. This guy could make the deliveries.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number, and I know that you have issues that I don't understand. I'm not in the grocery business. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Robert Green is with us from Fraser Foods, and he's talking about the deliveries being slow and not as good as they used to be, and the guys using the weather as an excuse, the guys using the traffic as an excuse, the guys using the unsafe streets as an excuse, or what they call unsafe.
Yeah, that's just it. They get you and other people to believe the streets are unsafe. The streets are not unsafe. The streets are wet. It's water. Get in the car, make the delivery, or you don't work for Fraser Foods. You want more insurance? You can get more insurance. But I want to see productivity. This is the problem that every employer is having today in America, Phil, if I may speak out of turn for just a moment.
And well, I want to keep this pretty much on your business.
But let me tell you what every employer in America is up against. We got workers out there that are, for want of a better word, they're a little tender. You know, they're a little frightened of their own shadows. They don't want to make a move here. They don't want to go there. They don't want to. I got a guy who said, make a delivery, or I'm going to leave you where I find you. And he says, well, it's raining today. I said to him, I understand it's raining, and I'm paying you to, I'm not paying you $5 an hour to sit in traffic with a windshield wipers on so you can listen to your CD player, the deal that they put on their head. And a lot of these guys wear the headphones, so you can't even call them on the cell phone. So you can sit there and watch windshield wipers go back and forth.
But, all right, you're right. You know your business. You're paying these guys $5 an hour. They're asking for an increase in their insurance. You guys are talking about this. You're negotiating it.
That is right, Phil. And as I said, when I start to see a little bit more productivity out of these guys, we can start talking about it.
Okay. You don't feel that they are being compromised in terms of their safety?
Not at all. No, not at all.
Okay. Even if you say, well, you got to get it there in 30 minutes or less, or quote, I'm going to leave you where I find you. What does that mean, I'm going to leave you where I find you?
It means you're not going to work for Fraser Foods anymore. I mean, it's as simple as that. I don't pay these guys, and I don't offer a guarantee of 30 minutes or less so that I can start bleeding from a private area of my body so that these guys can get their insurance, and then I'm still taking a broom handle. This is not what I call good business.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll take a call here from Angela. Hello, Angela. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green.
Hi there.
Hi.
I want to disagree with your caller. I think that if the only way that he can profitably stay in business is by asking his drivers to engage in completely unsafe behavior, that he doesn't deserve to be in business.
Well, no, wait. I don't know where you get the idea on completely unsafe behavior.
Well, I think that careening through wet streets, changing lanes, going the wrong way on one-way streets is absolutely unsafe behavior. I really would like to know that, exactly which retail outlets in the area are yours so that I can make it a point not to patronize.
Well, ma'am,
I don't want your drivers anywhere near my neighborhood.
I can understand, ma'am, that you don't understand my business. I guarantee you that I've been in business for a long time, and one of the reasons is I care about you. When you say to me, Mr. Green, I've got a function today. I need deli items delivered. I need food delivered. And I've had a problem. Our other service didn't come through. You know what I'm going to do for you, Angela? I'm going to get it to you. I'm going to get it to you.
I'm going to be commuting to work today, and I want to make it there alive.
What's that got to do with me? I don't understand her question.
Well, I think she's concerned
about
this.
Drivers are all over the streets, and they have to get there in 30 minutes or less, even though streets are wet.
Let me ask you something. You don't care about my business, in other words? So if I've got a driver who is desperately trying to make a delivery so I don't start bleeding money,
Well, he's
you want to get
trying
in his...
to make a delivery because of your unrealistic...
No, ma'am, I... So you don't...
...the economy, but I felt people's lives more.
I didn't hear what the lady said.
Could you say that again, Angela? You dropped out a little bit.
I care about your business, I care about the economy, but I care about people's lives more.
Well, what you're doing then is you're saying, why don't I just purposefully get in the way of this driver and slow him down so Bob Green starts to bleed some more money?
No, I'm not.
No, she didn't say...
I don't want to support...
If I was catering... Look, if I was catering your wedding and you wanted the... And you want your pigs in the blanket there on time. So, in other words, what do you want me to say to you? Well, gee, Angela, I couldn't get it there because there was a little old lady and she was going 3 miles an hour, so I decided to just sit behind her. Is that it?
I would want you to leave more than 30 minutes before my wedding, and I wouldn't order pigs in a blanket.
I'm sorry?
I wouldn't order pigs in a blanket, and I would want you to allow more than 30 minutes to get there.
Well, whatever it is that you order, suppose you call me with 30 minutes before the wedding starts because you went with an inferior catering service, which some people do. Now you expect a miracle out of me. You want me to miracle my rear end over to your wedding, but you don't want me to kill anyone.
And of course she doesn't want you to kill anyone. Of course.
That's ridiculous.
Look, I'm not saying I'm going to kill anybody, but if I've got to drive on a sidewalk and it doesn't hurt anyone, how does it hurt you?
Are you telling your drivers to drive up on sidewalks? I mean...
I'm telling them whenever it's safe, yes, you can go down a one-way street, go on a sidewalk.
Driving on the sidewalk and driving the wrong way on the one-way street is illegal because of public safety.
But if there's no one on the street and it's a one-way street, there's nobody there. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Angela, thank you for your call.
Against law.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, the number here. We're talking with Robert Green of Fraser Foods, and your contention basically being that your workers, your drivers, are not doing the job and they're not going to get their insurance.
Phil, they're insured.
But I know, but they're not going to get the increase in coverage they're asking for.
Not until I start seeing some what I call some old-school driving, where that lady, who just a very nice lady, she all of a sudden realizes she needs whatever it is she wants, chips and salsa for her card game, and it's got to get there. I tell my driver, you better get it there, or I'm going to leave you where I find you, and you'll never work for Fraser Foods again. You want to work for Fraser Foods... You get it there. You don't want to work for Fraser Foods? Go to work for Vons. Go to work for Kroger's, where they hold your hand and they pat you on the head, and their service doesn't come anywhere near what I call the quality breakneck, and yes, at times life-threatening service of Fraser Foods.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green of Fraser Foods in a dispute with his drivers that you've probably been reading about in the paper. They want more insurance coverage because they're asked to make these deliveries fast, even on a day like today in the Los Angeles area where it is wet and it's slick and it's dangerous. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Isaac Taylor was a driver for you, Mr. Green, back in 1995 when eventually his car and the car of a family of three people went off of Ortega Highway and down an embankment. Do you recall that?
I do recall that, Phil. We did settle that case, and Isaac is being taken care of now by our company. And that family was in the wrong. California Highway Patrol determined that.
But he was a driver for you when he and this family got involved in this accident, which cost the lives of three people.
I understand that, and I think it's... I don't believe it's proper of you. I don't think it's proper of you in the context of this conversation to even bring that up, because, as I said, the California Highway Patrol thoroughly investigated that. It was not the fault of our driver. That was determined not only in a criminal investigation, it was determined during the civil litigation that family, while, yes, our driver was traveling at an excessive rate of speed.
CHP had him at 97 miles an hour.
And you bringing that up, you don't the Dorff family, by the way, had a trailer that they were hauling illegally. They had not put chains on their tires. The fact was that their automobile had not passed its emission test.
Well, see, here's all the stuff. You see, doesn't it sound to me like your driver got out of that because of a technicality on the emission test and chains on wheels? He ran them off the road. Isn't that correct?
No, that is not correct. And I would ask you to cease your conversation about this because you are getting into an area that we consider libelous.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking here with Robert Green of Fraser Foods about how they guarantee 30 minutes or less delivery even when it's raining. And the drivers are asking for more insurance, and you are saying you're not seeing the kind of driving out of them that you want to see. You want to see a little bit more of daring driving, I guess.
Look, I want to see if there's nobody coming down a one-way street, it's not dangerous. If there's no one on the sidewalk, it's not dangerous. If you can safely negotiate your way across a railroad track, if you can safely negotiate your way driving through a, for instance, a warehouse or something, then yes, we ask that they make those considerations for our customers because they're number one.
Driving through a warehouse, driving through a private piece of property.
Boy, I'll tell you, you really don't get my business, do you?
Man, all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Julie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Hi, Julie. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm really fascinated with this guy. I think it's interesting. I mean, his arguments are interesting, but when you peel away all the layers and all of his excuses and all the mumbo-jumbo, he's asking his employees to do something illegal. And he's requiring it of them.
Well, you break the speed limit every day, Julie, and yet nobody is coming to your house and breaking your you-know-what's over it.
But you're requiring, in order for these people to keep their job, that's what you're requiring them to do.
In order for you to keep your job, you have to break the speed limit, I'm sure, on many days.
No,
yeah, I got you. See?
If I get to work late, I say, guys, I'm sorry, I got to work late, and that's it.
You break the speed limit every single day of your life. Gotcha.
I got her. Oh, you don't have me.
Yeah, I do.
You break
the speed limit every day of your life, and you... I don't really appreciate people laughing at me. I'm a employer.
Well, you're interrupting me, and you're treating me like a jackass.
Well, you are a little bit of a jackass, or a jill-ass, if you will. Is that laugh real?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let's talk here. Your point is what, Julie? Because I'm not really sure what it is. And then
my
I'll ask you, Bob.
That's the first smart thing you've said, Mr. Andrew. She doesn't have a point.
And I don't like being said. I've only said one smart thing. I don't like that. Go ahead, Julie.
Well, my point is, he's blatantly clear about his employees doing illegal things, and he supports it, and he requires it of them.
Your employer requires you.
Hold on, let her finish.
Is against the law, and you're way out of bounds. No matter which way you slice it.
Hey, your employer requires you to break the speed limit in order to get to work every day.
No, they don't.
And even if they did, they would
never be as stupid enough to say that.
But they don't.
They require me to get there when I get there. That means I have to wake up at 7 o'clock and get ready and take into account traffic and all that stuff. I have to plan.
You're waking up at 7 o'clock? I'm at the job at 7 o'clock. That's your job.
That's not mine.
I'm a pharmacist.
I don't have to be there until 9. It takes me 20 minutes to get there. I plan for it every day.
Yeah, that's great. By the way, please try not to put any wrong medication in those bottles again, Julie. Jesus.
I don't. I don't live anywhere near you.
All right, hold on. I gotta get to another call.
No, she says she's a pharmacist. Have you ever waited for medication in a pharmacy while those people take their sweet time? Not us. We don't do that. Somebody's waiting for life-threatening medication
that
would help them from a psychotic reaction. And she sits there taking her time, counting out the pills.
You're wrong, and you know it, and you've got a lawsuit on your hands.
No, I'm not wrong. I got you. I got you.
You know what? I got you, too.
No, I got you, because you're the one that's counting out the antipsychotic pills, and some guy is about ready to slit an old lady's throat, and you're taking your time counting out the pills. Way to go.
Oh, man.
All right, look.
Mr. Andrew, I would ask you not to put anyone like that on the phone with me again. I don't like women laughing at me.
All right. she said something very good. She said the employer doesn't ask her to break the speed limit.
Well, that is, it doesn't matter. Every employer expects their people to break the speed limit.
Robert Green is my guest. He operates, among other things, a delivery service from his grocery chain where he expects the delivery to be made 30 minutes or less, even in the rain. His employees want more insurance money. He's not giving it till he sees some better driving. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio Speed Trap. Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell the story to my audience if you believe it's that significant. We have Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, on with us talking about his drivers wanting more insurance coverage for delivering. He guarantees a 30-minute delivery, even if it's raining, even if, as you said, even if there's black ice.
Well, let me tell you about Isaac Taylor, Phil, before I forget. You're right. Isaac was involved in a very tragic accident on Ortega Highway. A family of three did lose their lives. Isaac is the kind of guy who keeps his eye on the goal. And I don't know if this is right or wrong. I can't tell you if this is right or wrong, but this is one of the reasons why we valued him. He made that delivery, even though there was an automobile at the bottom of that canyon with a gasoline fire.
Well, did he call the police? Did he call an emergency services? What did he do? In other words, I can understand if he's going to make the delivery.
I don't know what he did. I just know he made that delivery. And then he came back, and when the police arrived, he was there. He was looking at it. But I feel that while I said to him, you shouldn't have done that. You should have immediately called the police. He said, well, Mr. Green, I'm just... And he said it in a way that, you know, the old black guys do. He said, Mr. Green, I'm just, you know, very grateful for the job. And
the way the old black guys do.
No, well, what I mean is he was very, you know, grateful.
Boy, I'll tell you something. There's a car at the bottom of a canyon on fire, and he doesn't even... Were there cell phones then?
I don't know. He had one of the old brick phones that we would contact him on, but I'm sure back then you couldn't get 911. I don't think they had operators or anything.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green.
Robert, I'm a truck driver. I'm going for a big company.
Brian, I'm going to put you on hold. You're on your cell phone's breaking up, dude. Hold on for a minute. Let's go over to Nick. Hello, Nick. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Robert. I'm a college student with a business major. I'm just wanting to say that people, I'm pro-big business, but people
Thank
like
you
give a bad name to everybody else. Because I'm taking ethics classes right now. What you're saying is, what for you to make an extra dollar, it's not your problem that you're putting everybody else in danger. Don't take yourself out of existence. Because if I was speeding to work, okay, trying to get to work, you don't care that I get to work 10 minutes late. But if I kill your family, your kids, okay, you would care. You don't care because you're saying it's not your problem.
No, wait a minute. Okay? I'm saying my family and my children, my wife, know. When a man's on his way to work, brother, you get out of his way. We value the working man in our family. And I tell my wife that if you get into an automobile accident with a trucker, let's take truckers. These guys work for a living, and they're hardworking guys. I tell her, you know what? He was doing his job. You get into a, you know, what are you going to do?
You're not bringing
Wait
it home
minute.
To yourself. You don't understand how it would feel like to lose somebody. Three people lost their lives. Probably because of your driver and his speed limit.
Wait a minute. That was cleared. Look at.
I can't. I don't know
guess what
how
else?
You run your company, but it's unethical.
Hold
you
on
can't
a minute.
Run your. For you to make an extra $10, I don't. I'd rather your drivers drive safe. Personally, my driving record's not the best. But that's not. You know.
Well, let me ask this. As a business major and as a young man who will be going into the business world, and I've been in the business world for 23 years, don't you feel that that is a laudable thing, that our driver at least made the delivery? He got the stuff? Yeah. Three people died? Yes. There was
What's
a horrible...
What's more valuable, your stupid food or their lives?
My stupid food is my stupid business, Mr. Business Major. And now I know what you think of business. And
yeah, but this young man...
What you're saying, it's not your business what other how your employees act. It's not your... Why don't you drive the food?
Sir, I have a big business. I can't just drive the food myself. I got three drivers in store. I'm not saying it was a good thing that the Dorff family lost their lives. I'm saying the good news came. At least there's one piece of good news out of the whole thing. He delivered the deli platter.
It's irrelevant. The people lost their lives. Your delivery becomes irrelevant.
Yeah,
you're
the
not
delivery,
putting it in perspective to everything else.
Absolutely. The delivery no longer has any meaning in the deaths of three people.
Well, I don't look at things that way, and that's why I'm a successful businessman, and that's why I think this young man needs to understand it. What would you prefer? Let me ask you something, son. What do you prefer? Fresh fruit or fruit that's been thrown around in a vacant lot? You want fresh fruit.
And having 10 people lose their lives for that fresh fruit to get there.
No, it wasn't 10.
That's what you're saying.
It wasn't 10. It was three people that died.
Well, no, but you're...
Well, I mean, come on. Three people, 10 people. My God, it was an entire family wiped out, a husband, a wife, and a kid.
Have you ever heard that if 1,000 people lose their lives, it's a statistic? If one person loses their life, it's a tragedy? Have you ever heard of that?
Well, Nick, that's one of the things. Coming out of college, you got a lot of slogans. Get into business, and you'll have a lot of
I know
experience.
It's a cultural world.
All right?
That's not the point, but I don't condone unethical actions to make a couple extra dollars.
Unethical, I think, is pretty rough. I think it's pretty rough. I think you're putting it to me pretty hard without any, any real tenderness to say that it's unethical.
Unethical is being nice.
Well, I don't think you're being tender.
Well, what does tenderness have to do with it when three people are dead? Nick, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Doris, you're on the line with Robert Green of Fraser Foods.
Good evening.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so disgusted with this business.
I tell my drivers you
and
won't work for Fraser Foods.
I want to suggest to everyone listening that they do not go into his stores and certainly not buy his service in any way, size, shape, or form. He is endangering so many lives. How dare he do this to his drivers?
Why do you put on that phony accent? What's with the phony accent?
What
do you mean the phony accent?
No,
she's
come
trying
on.
To
don't,
come off like Mrs.
Not.
Howell. What are you,
do
Mrs. Howell
not.
On the Gilligan's Island deal?
You are the most disgusting creature on God's earth. And
well,
you
let me ask
to,
you a question.
Your business needs to be shut down, and it needs to be coming from your customers.
Ma'am, I'm an American
businessman. And if anyone sees any of your vans
American businessmen are successful today because we
they should pull
steam
the
ahead.
Immediately.
We don't do what the British
you
do, which is to sit around and get permission. We don't get permission to do business in this country, ma'am. We go right out and do it. Well, you're not going to put me out of business.
You are not a human being.
I'm not a human being?
Anyway.
Well, if I'm not, I'm a rich non-human being, I'll tell you that.
There you go. You're a rich non-human being.
Well,
that's what
is.
You put. That's the value you put on your drivers and your customers.
Hey,
the dollar.
Why do you think America's
dollar.
Number one in business today? Because we didn't sit around like you British waiting for permission to do stuff. We go ahead, full steam ahead, and we get it done. Three people die. It's a tragedy. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
I am going to suggest again that
don't you want your bangers fresh?
Puts you out of business, and I'm going to, any time I see one of your vans creating an infraction of any size, shape, or form, the
right.
cops are going to know.
Doris, this is Phil Henry. Now, hold on. Now, she is saying there's going to be she would organize a customer boycott.
Well, not number one, our vans are not marked, so she won't know it's us. Number two.
Wait a minute.
You think that all the listeners are stupid?
Well, apparently, no, just you.
Oh,
you're the only one that's
you
stupid.
Know, this man is beyond it,
right.
Phil. This man is totally beyond it.
Well, what do you mean if you see our vans?
I'm going to organize a boycott of your stores and all your services.
First, you ought to be able
and
to organize a ball movement.
No, you have
all right, that is
unnecessary. Your own neck.
Hey, look, ain't it tea time or something?
I would look at,
Phil,
you know,
Phil,
yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
I'm not going to be insulted anymore.
I understand.
I think this man is not a human being. He's the slime of the earth. But thank
no,
you,
I
sir.
Think
thank
it's
you
an example of why we let people into this country.
Look, this is not an immigration question, sir. The lady had a point she wanted to make, all right?
Well, if she wants her bangers and mash fresh, she had better understand that Fraser Foods delivers in 30 minutes or less, or I start bleeding. like I took a broom handle.
I hear ya. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green of Fraser Foods locked in a dispute with his drivers. He does not want to pay the extra insurance until he starts seeing some more faster delivery times, even on a day like today in Los Angeles when it's been just pouring rain. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You got to make a delivery?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. One of my drivers didn't show up, so we've got to get out and get a delivery made.
I've got to tell you, I've got two police officers hanging on the line here. I'm going to go to Paul here. Paul is a 23-year Los Angeles Police Department veteran. Paul, welcome to our program. Paul, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You're the police officer, sir?
Right. Actually, I just retired. I got twice as much time on the job as this guy's got in business, 34 years.
Okay.
What I can tell you
is... Wait a minute. What's a cop got to do with what I do for a living?
Oh, buddy, I got everything to do. Just hang on and listen to my story for a second, if you can keep your mouth shut just for five seconds to begin.
Yeah, you're a cop,
First of all, what you've done, sir, on this program, and I want to thank you for it, is you have created a lawsuit waiting to happen. When, and I don't say if, but when one of your drivers, due to some unsafe driving tactics that he's been hammered into his head that he must do to get there, creates a traffic accident that causes one, two, or three of these deaths that you don't seem to be too concerned about.
You're very, very rich.
They're going to make somebody very, very rich. They are going to own whatever the company it is you own.
Well, that's why you're a cop. You don't know anything about the law. Now, see...
Well, what is that supposed to mean? He knows about the law.
First of all, what you don't want to do is get into a debate with me about the law.
Well, the civil law.
The other thing is this.
And I would also say that my drivers are sworn...
Who is going to talk here?
All right, hold on, gentlemen. Just hold on for a minute, gentlemen. This is a police officer talking. What do you mean about the law?
I mean civil law. I mean when it comes to going into a civil claims court, he's out of his league. Now,
all right, let the gentleman finish his comments, Mr. Green, because we've given you almost an hour.
Okay, but if you want to sit here and, make me just sit here and have to bite a towel while these people beat me up.
No,
go ahead.
Let me ask you something, sir. Have you heard of a company called Domino's Pizza?
Domino's Pizza?
Have you ever heard of Domino's Pizza? Have you ever heard of them, sir? Have you ever heard of Domino's Pizza? It's a simple question, just a yes or no.
It's a pizza company, is that correct?
Excuse me, I just asked for a yes or no answer. You want to know the law, just pretend like I'm a lawyer. Yes or no, sir.
All right,
have you heard of Domino's Pizza?
Well, you pretend like I'm Marilyn Monroe. I tell you what.
Look, answer the man's question.
No,
have you heard of Domino's Pizza?
Have I heard of Domino's Pizza? Is that his question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm racking my brain.
You've never heard of Domino's. All right. It seems weird.
Do you remember Domino's Pizza? Their famous thing was what? 30 minutes or less. Is that not correct?
Well, you don't know. You're asking me. I don't know their company.
You don't know.
I came up with the 30-minute or less guarantee. I know that.
Excuse me, sir. You were way behind Domino's Pizza when it came up to 30 minutes or less.
Domino's Pizza, anyway...
Sir, excuse me.
I wouldn't know Domino's Pizza from a boil on my rear end, okay? I came up with a 30 minutes or less guarantee.
All right, let me just say...
Let me tell you something. Domino's Pizza is a billion-dollar corporation, and yours is probably a $2 organization the way you run it. But what I'm trying to tell you is, sir, they were sued for exactly what you're doing, telling their drivers they must be there in 30 minutes or less. It costs them so much in litigation fees. Win or lose the litigation doesn't make any difference.
Well, I'd like to see your source material on that.
The source material, sir, it's litigated law. You don't have to be a brain surgeon.
Did this make the news?
Excuse me?
Did this make the news?
Make the news? Please. You're kidding.
You've never heard of Domino's Pizza, Mr. Green. Domino's Pizza is an enormous chain pizza delivery company, not unlike, you know, the others. And they were sued, and they lost. And, you know...
Well, how many pies were they delivering? Because I bet you we got them beat. How many pies do they do a day?
How many pies do they do a day? We're talking all over America.
All over. I cannot believe, sir, that you've not heard of Domino's Pizza. I just can't. Anyway.
Look, and I can't... I never heard of you either, so what difference does it make?
Okay. Let me just tell you one other thing. One of these pizza companies, and it was not Domino's Pizza, thank God, was in such a rush because everybody, there's a tremendous competition. When I was working asset investigation back in the early 70s...
I like this guy telling me the restaurant business. I just love it.
Will you let the man finish, please?
You know, you're about a rude individual, sir.
No, I just want to... Was it thin crust for Supreme
or what? I'm just trying to tell you something from my experience...
As a pizza delivery guy or as a cop?
As a police officer.
Boy, this guy is really rude.
Let me ask you a question. Are they the guys that do the four cheese? That's all I want to know. Are they the guys that do the four cheese? Because then I've heard of them, if they do the four cheese.
Who?
Domino's. Do they do the four cheese?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't eat pizza very much. Just listen to what I'm telling you. A pizza delivery, and it wasn't Domino's, but a pizza delivery kid that was trying to beat the Domino's 30-minute thing, because that's what Domino's kind of set the standard at that time. He ran across a railroad crossing through and tried to beat a red light.
I'd hire that kid.
Okay, fine. You don't have to hire him anymore, sir, because he burned up in his vehicle.
Then I wouldn't hire him because he couldn't.
Excuse me, sir. Let me explain something to you. Not only did this young man
die. The guys that do the breadsticks and the hot wings.
Will you let this guy finish?
Jesus, you know what? Not only did this young man die, three other people died in two other cars because this young man had to make his delivery as quickly as possible.
And you can't see where that young man, at least he burned with dignity.
Oh, my God.
All right. Paul, I got a break.
Well, this guy, you know, if he wants to tell me about Winchell's, maybe I'll listen.
Just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Robert Green, you still with me?
So right now, I am traveling at a very high rate of speed. We're trying to get pizzas delivered because I have to ask that cop about pizzas. But I'm traveling at an extremely high rate of speed to get our deli platter out because I had a driver call up and say, I'm afraid to drive. It's raining. See, this is the kind of candy ass that I will not abide. I can tell you right now, Phil, for all of my money and for all the things that I've done down to the years,
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.